Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
September the 8th. How do you do? This is the DJV program. Normally, Victoria Keelan and Jay Christian would be here. Victoria, somebody pull the plug, Jennifer, on Victoria.
What's that all about?
All right, so Jennifer Horn and I tackling
the Russians.
In this hour. We're gonna, the Russians? Yeah, the Russians pull the plug.
The Chinese or somebody.
Yes, it's always those two. All right, well, let's see here. Women who have been surveyed about COVID suggest that their periods have been altered by the vaccine. And I'm not sure whether it's all of them. It's not clear whether it's the Pfizer, whether it's Moderna, whether it's Johnson & Johnson. But at any rate, that's – and this is different, obviously, the women who have had the shots – and who are pregnant. There's a difference there. But the National Institute of Health...
They're not menstruating when they're pregnant, so they probably...
No, right, exactly. Yes,
I don't know. I mean, this is a nice way to start the show off, but I had issues after having COVID with my girl times, for sure. Like, things got thrown off. Yeah, I mean, nothing, like, huge, but I just remember, I think I was, you know, your cycle just all gets out of whack. So I hadn't heard that with the vaccine, but certainly, I mean, if that is true, obviously that's what, like, probably, like, pings people when it comes to, is this, you know, the big story is that it messes with your fertility. Now, it doesn't, but I'm sure if somebody gets the shot and then all of a sudden that happens, people might be a little alarmed.
Hmm. Well, it's one of the many things. Once people get a hold, it's like a dog with a bone, get a hold of this sort of thing, like, if it's doing that in that circumstance, what's it doing in other circumstances? And away we go. So, you know, you look at these things. There's a new pill. Did you see this? Pfizer and Moderna are working on the COVID pill that would treat people with the virus who are not at risk of developing severe illness. So it sounds like taking an aspirin. If they work out, there could be a drug available that you could take when you have COVID symptoms, or maybe even when you have it. Remember, how long ago it was, maybe 20 years ago, Tamiflu surfaced, and that was what you took when you had the flu.
And it was helpful for a lot of people, yeah. This has been the frustrating thing all along, is that there has been so little focus on the therapeutics. When I had COVID, when my family had COVID, it was like, go home, and if you can't breathe, go to the hospital. Well, that doesn't make you feel really good. That doesn't make you feel like you can be proactive. And so through my own research, I was like, okay, make sure you stay hydrated, because that's one of the things that happens. You just don't feel like drinking or eating, and your body gets thrown out of whack. That happened to my mom. Make sure, you know, try to find that cocktail of vitamin C and D and zinc to try to help. Do things that at least make you feel better that you're doing something. And, you know, that there's a big effort to, like, poo-poo the ivermectin and the cocktail that they mix with hydroxychloroquine. At least you're doing something. At least you're being proactive, and you're not just sitting around waiting for, like, the other shoe to drop. And I think that's what's so frustrating, is that even people with the vaccine are going to get COVID again. There are going to be breakthrough cases. There are going to be people who get sick. And so instead of just making this a war between the vaccinated and the unvaccinated, what can we do if we do get that diagnosis? How do we make it better? I mean, I think I remember telling you when I was sick, I wanted to write a book, like what to do, like, you know, what to expect when you're expecting, like they give to pregnant women.
Ooh, because what a great title.
Well, that's already out there. I didn't make it up. But what to expect when you have COVID? Because nobody was telling you anything except, well, if you can't breathe, go to the hospital. Well, gee, thanks. I'll just sit here and wait and panic for the next 2 weeks. I mean, it's ridiculous. We can do both things. We can promote whatever vaccines you want to promote, but we can also talk about the therapeutics, because people are still going to get sick.
75%, according to Reuters today, 75% of adults in our country have taken at least one shot, one dose of a vaccine. So that's a fairly substantial number. It's still maybe not, it isn't enough to get us to a point, what do they call it? Not parity.
Herd immunity.
Herd immunity.
That idea
yeah, right.
of herd immunity was supposed to happen at 70%, and it has not. So I don't know. In
well,
California,
because of the
we
two
have...
variants. I think that's because Delta and Lambda have screwed all of that stuff up, all the numbers.
But I also
all
think the idea of herd immunity, I don't know. I don't even
well,
know
it's
if
happened
that
in the
really
past
exists.
With other maladies. So if you were trying to book a vacation to go to Sweden, no, 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 Americans no longer are welcome whether you're vaccinated or not. There are a lot of people, I know some folks who, a couple of friends that have a family in Sweden, they want to go, but now the ban was lifted in June, and now as of the 1st of September, it is reinstated. This is... The meeting of the European Council over the weekend decided to remove the U.S. from the safe travel list.
Wasn't so there a big back and forth about the European Union, though, removing us because we had removed them
yes,
from
right.
being allowed to travel? I wonder if that has something to do with it. Because this is the first week where we're seeing a decline in cases now after this last spike.
Yeah,
so why would they pick? Yeah, why would they pick now to do it instead of?
Maybe that's
what
it is.
Yeah, I don't know.
Although the Swedes are not necessarily known for that, are they? For swiping back? I don't think they're at least the popular wisdom about the Scandinavian countries is that, oh, they're very welcoming, very warm. Come see us. It's not, I mean, they're not warm. The people are warm, but about this time of year, things start getting cold there. Again, it's kind of like living in the northern climes of Minnesota. Who needs that? Anyway, so no more travel to Sweden. I'm betting that'll change probably around the end of the year. And speaking of traveling, boys and girls and moms and dads and grandmas and grandpas, if you have asked for a new passport, I applied for my passport ran out. They have 10-year. I remember going to China, and that's when I got the last. I had to update my my. Imagine that I went to China. I updated my passport then.
For your investigation.
Yes, right. I went for 10 days, and it was a very interesting, very compelling, very good trip. Anyway, so I'm back to my travel mode now that we're out of the situation that we're in, and I looked at the passport and said, oops, better. And then this was the beginning of the year when it was suggested that you better hurry up and put, you know, depending on what you travel plans for the summer were, in the winter they said make sure you apply right away. So now the processing time is 4.5 months. And that's if you pay $60. If you're in a hurry, you pay an additional, $60 or $120, I'm not sure. Excuse me, you get it in 12 weeks.
Wow.
And they're blaming it on the mail. Which, of course, is not the problem.
Remember when you used to be able to rush it and get it in, like, 2 days?
Yeah.
12 weeks isn't exactly
right.
Speedy delivery.
So that's just another example of the ineffectiveness of the government. Why is it that when
well,
it used to take
reason?
A couple of days,
right.
and now it takes 12 weeks? What's the And don't
is
tell
it
me it's
people,
the mail, because it's not the mail.
Yeah, is it people are working from home? Are these agencies now working
Good
from
question.
Home, maybe, or... who knows? I mean, it just doesn't seem like that makes a lot of sense because it was something that if you had the money, you could do in a couple of days.
Yeah. Prior to it is being blamed on the pandemic and the mail. Standard processing time.
I bet they've sent people home.
What, from the office?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably did. So anyway, it takes, used to be 6 weeks. I remember that. I remember expedited when I went to China, I had to get, because your passport, most of the time, I don't understand what this is all about or why they do this. Maybe you can explain it. If your passport runs out in 6 months, most countries won't take you. Is that because they're afraid you're going to stay there if your passport runs out? Why would I go to China and stay there?
Well, why would you want to go with an expired passport to China would be the first question that may not work out in your best interest.
Well, but I'm just thinking about anywhere. So the passport's not good for 10 years. It's good for 9.5 years. And you get them before the renewal comes, before the 10th year runs out. So the practical side of this is it's not a 10-year passport. It's a 9.5-year passport. That's
right.
It. So anyway, it's another. But I see
it. You know
what
I've also, just from governmental agencies, you know what I also noticed is that, you know, your renewal tags on your car?
Yes.
Okay, so this is so stupid, but I had no idea mine were, like, significantly expired until my friend came at work and was like, hey, yeah, your tags are, like, 2 years old. And I went, what? Because I bought my car after the lease, and ever since I bought the car, apparently they have not been sending me the bill. I mean, I pay my bills. So when I get them, I pay them. Have not gotten them.
Right.
And I was wondering to myself, I'm like, is this pandemic related? Like, because this would have started in 2020. Like, is this, you know, did they not get the paperwork in? Why wouldn't I get my bill? Where's the, and so I looked because it was coming up again. I renewed again. Got my tags, had to pay a huge amount of fees to try to get them because they were late. And then I was like, November's coming up. I still haven't received a bill. And so I looked online, and sure enough, it's due again. I'm not on like a paperless bill system. So I'm wondering if maybe having more people working from home, if these kinds of things are just falling through the cracks, and if they don't really care because they're just able to charge more for the services that they once gave you. Is it possible?
Well, service is not the right word for it. No matter how you slice
it. Well,
that's
kind of true. I'd agree with you on that.
Not
but you know what I'm saying.
You're
paying extra for the latency, which you used to get for less fee, less overcharging.
Yeah, it's out of control. We pay taxes, and then you pay fees, and then you pay fines, and then you pay it's just one on top of it. Was it yesterday I was talking about? Yeah, the bill for the phone and how everybody, no matter what your, this is a tax on top of a tax on top of a tax, and nobody can explain what you pay $4 a month for, or $5 a month for, or $9 a month for in the bill that you get from the company that provides you with your cell service. It's more crap. Okay, at 18 after the hour, you're listening to the more crap DJV program.
The official term.
How do you do? Yes.
Angie's List is now Angie. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or you're planning your dream renovation, Angie connects you with top local pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, compare quotes, and book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
We're planning a trip to Spain later this year.
But our Spanish
is pretty bad. So we're using Babbel.
Babbel's conversation-based method teaches you real-life words and phrases. And with Babbel's interactive, bite-sized lessons, you'll remember what you learned.
There's no easier way to learn another language.
Ahora hablamos español.
He just said, now we speak Spanish.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free. Just go to Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
We're short of PCO today. That's trying to stay on schedule.
New customers have Emery's exterminator business buzzing. She needs new specialists to tackle a swarm of appointments.
Norwegian tree mouse. That's a first.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right. We cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
DJV program, Doug and Jen, like the old days, Victoria's, all of her technology's poof, gonzo, and Jay has a young son named Mac who is making it difficult.
I think they're out having mimosas this
time. You think so?
I think they left us behind.
Uh-oh. Trending items in a moment. Actually, I was thinking about the things we were talking about yesterday, and much of this shows up in our daily podcast at DJV Show. .com. Hugh Jackman and his father were talking about that yesterday. We also spent some time talking about this 6-year-old girl who fell down 110 feet in a Colorado amusement park whole ride. Oy. Mm. And the most interesting thing was this Alaska Airlines flight attendant who wanted to throw a woman off of the plane because she was fat and didn't look.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, yeah. It's
really welcoming.
Yeah,
accepting.
Right, exactly. Thanks. Good PR for Alaska
right.
Airlines.
Yeah.
Okay, speaking of good PR,
Eskimo lady on the outside of the plane? I mean, what was he expecting?
Yeah. Forget about that. Brittany and other members of the family in the focus yet again right after this.
Calitrin. You know, a lot of people, when they call us, they ask, you know, like, what makes this different than everything else that I've tried, that I've read about out there? And the big thing that I always say is, you know, it's clinically proven. You know, we've got studies that show that this not only helps you lose weight, but lose weight safely.
Yeah, this is something that's not just a flea bag, fly-by-night outfit. They've been around, and the reason they stay around is because it works. That in order for something to really do you any good, it's got to be natural. And so that's why Calitrin fits like a glove.
You have a huge special right now, summer sale. You don't want to miss it. Toploft.com.
Yep. Use the DJV code when you check out. You don't have to pay for shipping, among other things. So lots of great reasons to do it right now. So go to toploft.com while you're thinking about it right now. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller. From Calitrin for giving us more to think about when it comes to weight loss and how to keep the weight off. All right, so here we are, Jen Jen, with Jamie Spears, the father, saying he wants out, which is kind of a twist and a turn in the road, right?
And this was huge. This was a big win for Brittany, who was posting all over social media last night, because Remember, her dad was finally at some point was just going to leave the conservatorship, but now he's asking the judge to just end it. He submitted a bunch of documents, and he says the judge saw fit to let his daughter hire her own lawyer. And in Jamie's mind, he says that if she's allowed to do that, then there's no longer a legal basis to impose the restrictions that go along with the conservatorship. So he says that if she's able to do that, if the judge has the confidence in her, then she can run her own life. He also says that Brittany wants the conservatorship to be terminated without medical evaluation, and there's no requirement under California law for such an evaluation. Because remember, they were talking about getting rid of this altogether, but Brittany kept refusing the evaluation, which is the only reason I felt like this was, like, that was a little fly in the ointment for her. Obviously, no one deserves to be under the control that she is for this long as a functioning person. But it was a little suspect, I thought, that she didn't want to go under a review. Maybe she just had a lot of distrust, I guess, with some of the doctors. But she says that that she didn't want to do it. So Jamie says that what's best for his daughter is if she wants it to be over and believes she can handle her own life, then she should get the chance to do it. He also threw a little shade at Brittany's lawyer by saying, Ms. Spears recently testified she did not know, at least in the past, that she could petition to end the conservatorship without submitting to a full psychological evaluation. Given Ms. Spears' testimony, Mr. Spears does not know why a petition to terminate the conservatorship has yet to be filed. He noted that that Brittany has also demonstrated a level of independence that calls into question whether a conservator is required. So now there's a hearing set up on September 29th, and that may be when it's
over. Why
did
they wait till September 29th? It should be over right now.
I guess that's when the docket lines up.
28 past the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Here is today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Electrify America has announced a support of both Apple CarPlay and Android Auto products. With the added functionality of both platforms, customers will enjoy a one-stop solution in their electric vehicles for electric transportation and mobility needs, including essential information of Electrify America's more than 600 charging stations and 2,700 individual chargers nationwide. For more automotive tech news, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
With the help of Cheerios Oat Crunch Almond, I get everyone's morning started with a smile. It has a delicious and hearty combination of the Cheerios you love, whole grain oats, and sliced almonds for an extra crunchy crunch. That's how I set the rhythm for a great day. Look for Cheerios Oat Crunch Almond in your local grocery store.
The moment you fire up a Gator UTV, the engine has your full attention. The completed job is on the horizon. And the trail meets its match. Just like that, you made short work of a long to-do list. Run with us on a John Deere Gator UTV. With effortless four-wheel drive at the flip of a switch and our smoothest shifting transmission yet. Nothing.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A 7.1 magnitude earthquake struck late Tuesday night near the port city of Acapulco, Mexico. Seismologist says it shook the capital, Mexico City, more than 230 miles away. Roughly 100 aftershocks ranging in the fours and fives have been rocking the area since the initial quake. The State Department expressed concern late Tuesday about the Taliban's new all-male interim cabinet in Afghanistan, which includes a minister who's on a U.S. terrorism list. Also, four of the five Guantanamo Bay detainees released by President Obama have found new positions in the Taliban's Afghanistan government. Fort McCoy Army Base in Wisconsin has identified a case of the measles this week as thousands of Afghan refugees were brought in by the Biden administration as part of a mass evacuation effort in the wake of the Taliban takeover in Kabul. Congressman Tom Tiffany of Wisconsin is sounding an alarm. He says unvetted Afghan refugees are being allowed to leave the base. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Let's get an update on the new COVID-19 variant called Mu. Dr. Jeanette Nishawat on Fox News.
Not a big threat right now, and this is good news, but we do need to keep an eye on it. We do need to monitor it. This new variant, the fifth variant of interest, was discovered in Colombia earlier this year in January, and it spread to almost 40 different countries, including the United States. But it only accounts for about 1% of the cases here in the United States, around 2,000 cases. Most of them we're finding in California. And the concern is that potentially our vaccines are not as effective against this particular strain, against this variant. So we just need to keep an eye on it. We need to follow it. We still have Delta that makes up the majority of the cases. But we want to prevent more mutations from occurring. We can do that by getting vaccinated, taking precautions, and then continuing to monitor for new variants. In the lab, in vitro studies show that these vaccines may have certain mutations similar to the South African variant, similar to the UK variant, that makes our vaccines a little bit weak. And it also shows that potentially the monoclonal antibody treatments that we have may not be as effective. But it's important to note that this is only in the lab. We do not have evidence that this is true in real world. We do not have clinical evidence to show this. It's only in the lab. So sometimes what we see and what we do in the lab does not always translate into the real world.
The new variants are not deadlier and still have a better than 99% recovery rate for people under 70 years of age. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's 34 after the hour here on the DJV program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay, Victoria and Jay are among the missing, at least to now, but I'm sure they will return. The my friend Tucker sent me this last night, which I thought he's shooting a movie down in North Carolina, and he was driving up.
This is Jonathan Tucker.
Jonathan Tucker, the actor. Yes, right. Okay, so he drove. He's in rural North Carolina, and he drove by this sign, and I thought it was really. He sent it. He said, "What do you think of this?" And I said, "It's cool. Send it to me." The sign reads, "We exist to live by faith, be known by love, and be a voice of hope." I thought that was kind of cool.
Ooh, lay that one on me again. I like that.
Live by faith, mm-hmm. Be known by love, and be a voice of hope.
I like it.
Yeah, I do too. Jennifer, this is sort of, we're both doing what comes naturally here, in the sense that we talk to each other. We're talking with each other and to each other for years and years and years. We don't talk at each other. And that's the difference between, if I do say so without sounding too much like a Pied Piper, that's not what I want to be on the air. Never was what I wanted to be. And maybe that's the reason that I don't have as many affiliates as some of the other guys do. But it's okay, because we're the other program. And even though we'll talk about the things like whatever is going on with Joe Biden and whatever's going on with Barack Obama and Donald Trump and all that sort of stuff. There are plenty of other things that go on. As a matter of fact, I think the priority this week is September 11th. Today's the 8th. September 11th is Saturday. And I think we need to be there. It's 20th anniversary of this horror. And I thought it was interesting that the chief medical examiner in New York identified a couple of more victims, which I find...
Isn't this insane?
20 years.
20 years. The big story out of New York, the chief medical examiner identified two more 9/11 victims. And this, of course...
Where were they? In a freezer?
Well, it matters. I don't know. I think they had remains, probably, that they were investigating. But why did, if 40% of those who died in New York are still unidentified? That's 1,106 victims. And because of DNA testing, they're still able to make identifications. One of the victims was named Dorothy Morgan from Long Island. The other victim's name is being withheld because the family didn't want it released. But they are the 1,646th and 47th people to be identified after 9/11. It was confirmed through DNA testing from 2001. The other victim was confirmed through DNA testing remains recovered in 2001, 2, and 2006. And they are the first victims that have been identified since October 2019. And as much as it goes on, 20 years, it seems like, okay, obviously the families kind of can figure out what happened to their loved ones. It has to give a bit of closure to people.
Yeah, I suppose.
I guess in some ways. I mean, you've already mourned the loss. It's just a confirmation.
I think you and Victoria thought I was being callous talking about those people that were in the building that collapsed in Miami Beach or South Miami, when was it, 2 months ago?
I think it's already been
a couple of months. And so I just, well, you know that they were there. You know that they're not around, so they're gone. And why do we get into a big, well, it's closure? I don't understand that thinking, but everybody thinks differently.
You know, in some ways, and I would wonder... I wonder how much of it is also important governmentally, because it's very important. If you've ever been, I don't know if you were for your dad or not, your mom, but when you're an executor of a will, having all of that documentation is really, really important to help expedite the process of kind of closing people's affairs. And, you know, if there still is that sense of unknown, I don't know how much more difficult that makes it for people who are trying to say, okay, didn't this collapse? I mean, I guess you would get that documentation. It probably just wouldn't be the quickest thing. So I don't know. I think for families, it's one thing to just know that what you suspected all these years is true. And for those of us who are thinking back for 20 years, you're going, wow, it took that long. That is the force of those buildings. It took that long to figure out. I mean, people were just, they disintegrated. I mean, I hate to say it be macabre, but that's what happened.
Yep. All right, speaking of being dispatched, Eric Cowie, who is the zookeeper in Tiger King, has died at the age of 52. Did he get eaten by a tiger? What's the problem?
No, I think his addiction may have eaten him. I don't know.
Yeah.
I hate to say that, but if you watch Tiger King...
Addicted to alcohol, addicted to drugs, addicted to what?
You know, I don't know. There was a lot of meth flying around during the Tiger King. I'm not trying to insinuate that was it. He did have an arrest for being under the influence of alcohol back in, I think it was March of last year.
Maybe Carol Baskin got rid of him.
Right? Maybe so. Yeah. Covered him in coconut oil.
Were they having an affair? Were they having...
No, they weren't even... I don't even know if they even knew each other. Eric Cowie was one of the guys... If you watch Tiger King, he was one of the guys who was on the... Who was in the zoo, whatever they call it, the zoo, I guess. And he was the one in the documentary who was like, you know what? I was just here for the tigers. He actually testified against Joe Exotic. He was the head zookeeper there for 5 years.
When he went to prison, he said, I hope he'll die there. So that's what made me think he might have been having something, might have been something going on with his wife.
I don't know. He must have known Carol Baskin because she did take over the ownership of zoo. But anyway, he was one of the people who were featured in the documentary, and NYPD confirmed that the police responded to a call reporting an unconscious male on Friday, September the 3rd. He was 52, pronounced dead at the scene. The medical examiner doesn't know exactly the cause of death yet. But last May, as we mentioned, he was arrested for driving under the influence of alcohol. He failed to appear for his sentencing. So whether or not it was something addiction related or something else could be, but he did testify against Joe Exotic.
That's still on Netflix, that show?
I think you can still find it. Sure, you should watch it. I don't know why you haven't.
You're the only person. Why would I like it? Why would anybody who hasn't seen it? Why would they
look? I didn't think I was going to like it either, and everybody was talking about Joe Exotic and Tiger King, Tiger King, Tiger King. And so I finally, last year, later than everybody else, I like really held out. But then I thought, all right, I'll see what this Tiger King is all about. And it's like watching, you know, it's like a train wreck. You don't really want to see it, but you just kind of can't help yourself
really
from watching.
Yeah.
It's a whole part of the world I didn't know existed. I had no idea about these exotic animal zoos. No idea. It's very bizarre.
I mean, yesterday we were talking about this woman that was having an affair, quote-unquote affair with a chimpanzee. She became attached to it, and the chimpanzee became attached to her. Oh, remember, God. Were you around when we talked about that?
No, but that was so gross. Yeah, can people not just find, like, suitable, like, human beings to date?
Go to Match and see what you can find there. No chimpanzees on Match. speaking of matches, the number of women going to college this year. Pretty interesting stats coming out of enrollment figures from private and public colleges as to the number of women that are enrolled versus the number of men who are enrolled. I'm not sure what this says.
Do we have a man problem? I think, you know, this is one of the things that I think, I don't know.
We have a lot of man problems.
Bring a light to it because a lot of my friends are having little boys right now. And what does that mean for them? Because women have been empowered and women are doing great things and I think I benefited from this in my schooling years. I think it probably started at some point during the 80s where we really put a focus on empowering women. And by doing that, and I think that's great that we did it, but by doing that, we've kind of left a hole. Like, what is men's role in society? It was one thing, and now it's transitioned. And so the Wall Street Journal had something that caught my eye yesterday. And the headline in that piece was, "A Generation of American Men Give Up on College. I Just Feel Lost." And they say that a number of men enrolled at 2- and 4-year colleges have fallen way behind women by record levels, and the gap continues to widen. So then this morning, as we were sitting here together, and I kind of flipped through the news, Axios has a report out that says 60% of college students were women, 40% were men at the end of the 2021 academic year, and there are 1.5 million fewer students just in general on college campuses compared with 5 years ago. Men accounted for 71% of that decline. Mm-hmm. So that's a pretty big number.
What are they doing? Where are they going? Are they doing trades? Is that which is something we've been calling for a long time? What do they
do? If that's true, and this is the thing, like I don't think everybody needs to go to college. I think, in fact, many people who go to college probably don't even belong there or need to go there. So trade schools are an excellent option, and it's unclear whether men are doing that or not. But I think, by and large, this has become societal. For so long in our society, men were supposed to be the breadwinners. They were supposed to go out and earn the living. And now women are doing that more and more. And so men, what are men doing? What are they figuring out this whole
My son and I were talking about this last night.
He's got little boys on the way, yeah.
Yes, he does. And by the way, you should see the picture. This is an aside. I said this a few weeks ago when I saw the first picture. There's this new color, sort of color radar, like
3D,
Doppler radar.
It's really cool looking.
It's something that wasn't around even a year. It wasn't around when Miles was in the womb. Now they're in their, sixth month? He's due in November, so seventh month. And they have these ultrasound pictures, color pictures. You can see his face.
His
face. Yeah, I mean, you can see who he looks like. He looks a little bit like Miles. His arms are in there, all of his little pee-pee, all of the stuff that you see. It just is, I'm blown away. I'm taken back by looking at these pictures of this little kid inside the womb and see him as something developing. And if you have thoughts about, Jennifer and I talk about this, we all talk about it from time to time, this the Texas abortion thing has gotten everybody kind of riled up back to Roe v. Wade, but not that I'm making a statement other than what I believe is reality.
You see a baby in there.
And I saw the baby months ago. When you first started to see this thing develop, when it was the size of a, not the size of a pea, but about the size of an orange. You could see it as it was developing there in the womb. And it grows so fast.
I know.
That's the thing. Also, it's so amazing that this little being is in there, and now
I'm
he's
going
punching
through it
around.
Right now, watching my best friend. My best friend is due in December, so really along that same trajectory as Brendan and Sophie. And it's incredible. I mean, when you think how quickly they go from like the size of like a little tiny bean to an eggplant to whatever. I mean, it's like it's incredible.
Brendan and I got philosophical last night talking about God and ultimate intelligence, or whatever you want to call supreme energy, supreme being. How do you look at that and not think that there's some reason or rhyme, even though the world seems crazy? When you look at that and see how... Then I say the same thing when calves are born. I've probably helped birth on the farm over the years, 400 or 500 calves that were having a hard time, and had thousands born on the farm. And when you see these things come out of the back end of a cow and just plop on the ground...
I know.
And you think, there was nothing there. It's 9 months and 9 days for gestation for a cow. But there was nothing there. And then it grows into this being. And you can say that about everything in the animal kingdom. You can say about everything, I suppose.
But it's wondrous. I mean, it's really funny. Because, and then you figure out how people develop and what comes from you. What do you see genetically that comes? What comes from the environment? I mean, it's incredible.
It's breathtaking. It really is. It is breathtaking.
Anyway, so boys aren't going to college, though. So we have to do a good job for our boys. You know, we can't leave because when we leave our generations of boys behind, we get these crazed-looking young kids who go in and open fire in grocery stores. Yep. We have to make sure that men still have
getting
a place
equal
in society.
It's kind of like the Black Lives Matter thing. It's the pendulum swung too much onto the other side now. And the business with women being involved in the things is not, there's not an equality. 48.
I just want to empower everybody.
47, actually, after the hour.
If you think the COVID vaccine alone will protect you from the coronavirus, think again. As the deadly disease breaks through to people who are vaccinated, it's critical to take a reliable temperature reading with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's the only thermometer whose accuracy has been proven in more than 100 clinical studies versus the non-contact devices that have no supporting studies and produce a false sense of security. Vaccines are not enough, and thermometer accuracy matters. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Okay, so you won't believe this. I mean, I sure couldn't. The deals at Kohl's right now, they're epic. I got the cutest fall tops from Sonoma Goods for Life for $10.99. $19.99 sneakers I can wear everywhere. And I picked up a Keurig coffee maker for less than $100. Amazing, right? I even got some Kohl's cash. So ready to break out all the layers and pumpkin spice everything. It's fall, y'all. Select styles. Sale ends September 12th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
This is Renee.
Happy to be here.
She's not some influencer. She's more of a groundbreaker, turning her four-acre lot into a little slice of heaven behind the wheel of a John Deere 1 Series tractor. Renee runs with us because the most important job is the next one.
That's all I got.
Nothing runs like a deer. Get a 1 Series tractor for just $99 per month at your John Deere dealer today. For additional cost information, please call toll-free 855-633-2315.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess or linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individual.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Past the hour now on the DJV program. Doug Steffen, the lack of presence of Victoria Keelan requires that I do tech talk. So we'll start with Kim Kardashian, who has been criticized for promoting an untested cryptocurrency. She's doing that on Instagram. The criticism comes from the UK's Financial Conduct Authority. Charles Randall said that Ms. Kardashian had asked her 250 million followers. Can you imagine that? She's got 250 million followers. She's asking them to speculate on crypto tokens by promoting an advertisement for Ethereum Max. This guy, Randall, called it speculative digital token created a month before by unknown developers. He accused influencers like Kim Kardashian of fueling the delusion of quick money. Randall was speaking to the Cambridge International Symposium on Economic Crime. So those of you who have money invested in any kind, there are funds now. You can get into all kinds of things with crypto. This fellow said Kardashian's Instagram post, which he noted had been correctly flagged as an ad, may have been the financial promotion with the single biggest audience in history. The promoted token is called, as I said, Ethereum Max. It isn't to be confused with Ethereum cryptocurrency, a different brand. He said, quote, "I can't say whether this particular token is a scam, but social media influencers are routinely paid by scammers to help them pump and dump new tokens on the back of the speculative nature of this business. And thus people get hurt. Influencers promote coins that turn out not to exist at all." So anyway, this guy says about 2.5 million Britons hold crypto. He said 14% of them also use credit to purchase crypto, increasing exposure. I think anybody who buys any kind of stock on credit is nuts. That is nuts. He says if you buy them, you should be prepared to lose all your money. Okay. So there's the warning. If you buy them, Don't be surprised that everything goes down the drain. Bye-bye. See you later. Okay, up next, the FCC is studying the cost of broadband. To give you the details after this. There's nothing better than slipping into bed with soft, comfortable sheets at the end of a long day. Now, MyPillow wants you to sleep even better in their Giza Dream Sheets, made from the world's best cotton, grown in a small area of the Mediterranean, made into a fabric that is ultra-soft and breathable. The Giza Dream Sheets Sateen Weave gives them a luxurious finish that'll have you sleeping like a dream. Available in a variety of colors and sizes as well. Machine washable and durable, all Giza Dream Sheets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. For a limited time, you can now save 50% on all Giza Dream Sheets using at MyPillow.com the DJV promo code. You'll also find deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, MyPillow towel sets, and so much more. Don't miss this sale. That's MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Sleep better with MyPillow.com. All right, just an aside for a second here, because the last few days we've been talking a lot about cell phone taxes and how much they're up, and so I found another bit of information. The Tax Foundation says cell phone bills are rising at a much higher pace than in case you're wondering, you're looking at your bill, with the inflation is at about 2%. The taxes and fees are up 9.1%, since last year. How about that? And it's 12% of your bill. So $260 on average a year. That's an outrage. Federal government and the FCC wants to learn whether deals between landlords and internet service providers raise the prices for apartment dwellers. This is a push by the administration on increasing competition in the economy and getting smaller businesses. You know, there are four companies, right? AT&T, T-Mobile, Verizon, and is it Spectrum? Who does Infinity? Yeah, I think that's it. So they want to try to get more competition. A lot of cities have more competition among broadband providers, depending on where they are. In apartment buildings, you can get stuck with one provider because the arrangements they make to bundle everything together. Revenue sharing agreements in which the landlord takes a percentage of the revenue is incentivizing the landlord to steer tenants to that provider. You should have figured this was going on. They don't think it's kosher and they want to do something about it. So I take my hat off to the Biden administration, at least for that. Something that ought to be looked at, and the taxes in general. Just come on. Let's fix that problem. 59 past.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.